And good morning. Welcome to today's Pride Report here on 97.5 FM, Double K Country. I'm Mike Carpet. Thanks for joining us. Again, the Pride Report comes every other Wednesday morning, just after ABC News at 8 a.m. And to help us with our introductions today, as always, is Jennifer Eaton from NRMC, Marketing Specialist, Community Relations Coordinator, Foundation Director, and a heck of a mover for college. So, Jennifer, good to see you. Tell us what's going on and who our guest is today.
Yeah, good morning, Mike. This morning I brought Hannah Kramer with me. She is our Performance Therapy Services Coordinator, and we are here to talk, of course, about our performance therapy services and some special legislation that allows you to potentially see us first without having to see your doctor.
All right, very good. Well, Hannah's second visit back to the Pride Report, and Hannah, welcome back. Appreciate you joining us.
Thank you. Good morning.
Let's talk about NRMC Performance Therapy Services. So as Jennifer alluded to, some new legislation. Tell us about that.
Yes, so actually they just passed this where patients can come and see a physical therapist without seeing a doctor first.
Okay, so Hannah, what does that mean for, well, let's say me as a patient?
Yeah, you can come on into the clinic. It gets more control over your care, quicker evaluations and consultation and treatment plans. It's freedom to choose your therapy professional.
And so physical therapy can help with what?
Yes, we help with arthritis and joint problems, carpal tunnel. We even see newborns with disabilities, or if they're an older child and they have developmental delay, we will see them after strokes, sprains and muscle strains, vestibular disorders. If they're having vertigo, we can treat that. Balance problems, hip fractures, if they've had total knees, total hips, and other sports injuries, we can see them as well.
All right. So what are some of the provisions that people have to take in consideration for this?
Yes. So most third-party insurances will cover this. However, it is important to check with your insurance carrier to confirm that they will cover it. Treatments and visits can occur up to 10 visits or 30 days. After that time, you will have to see the PCP to get a referral to continue care. Some conditions presented or evaluated beyond the scope of our practice, they will need a referral to a physician.
All right. So for those who are unfamiliar, either one of you can take this. Where is performance therapy at?
Yes. So we are located on floor 2R. You'll just come through the front doors and get on the elevators and hit the button that says 2R. And we're right across from the OB department.
All right, very good. And 417-448-3790. It says here for more information.
Yes.
All right. Hannah, thank you very much. And thanks for the information. Appreciate
it. Thank
you. Again, Hannah Kramer joining us today, physical therapist and coordinator at NRMC. And that turns us back over to Jennifer to tell us about a couple of upcoming events, including a very big fundraiser.
Yeah. So we still have our weekly farmers market going on. That will continue through early fall, or as long as those vendors still have the fresh produce and offerings. It's on Tuesday afternoons from 3 to 6 p.m., and it's located in that grassy lot just north of our primary care clinic right there on Ash Street. And then we have our foundation purse bingo coming up. As you mentioned, this is a very popular event. It sells out quickly. It's our 10th year for this year's event, and so we're looking to bring a little excitement and maybe a few changes, maybe additional grand prize purse. We'll wait to see. And we have that slated for Sunday, September 28th, and we host that at the Elks Bingo Hall.
All right, so ladies, save the date, right?
Absolutely, and we hope to have tickets out soon.
All right, very good. I'm looking forward to hearing more about that, and I'm sure we will in an upcoming Pride Report, so appreciate it. Again, we've been talking about performance therapy services at Nevada Regional Medical Center with Hannah Kramer. Hannah, and thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Jennifer, we'll see you in a couple weeks.
Thank you.
That is today's Pride Report, again, brought to you by Nevada Regional Medical Center and 97.5 FM, KNMO, Double K Country. Until next time, I'm Mike Harbit. Thanks for joining us.